This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Tuesday during a visit to Afghanistan that the Trump administration is in September.
I've said the word peace more than half a dozen times. It's our priority. But the pursuit of peace should not wait until the Afghan presidential election. Election planning must go forward without delay as we pursue the peace that Afghans deserve.
His visit came as American and Taliban negotiators prepared to meet in Qatar later this week for the next round of talks in their months-long dialogue aimed at finding a political settlement to the Afghan war. Afghanistan is due to hold presidential elections on September 28th. The head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection says he's stepping down as his agency is under siege over the discovery of dozens of children in filthy conditions at one of its stations in Texas. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Although he did not give a reason, Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner John Sanders said in a message to employees that he would be resigning on July 5th. Previously CBP's chief operating officer, Sanders was named acting commissioner in April. That's after the agency's previous leader, Kevin McAleenan, became acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. CBP is the agency that apprehends and first detains migrant parents and children crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The United Nations Special Human Rights Investigator from Myanmar says the military may be carrying out gross human rights violations in western Myanmar. Yang Yi Lee said this could be happening under the cover of an internet blackout. Lee said Monday, mobile internet service has been blacked out in 9 townships across Rakhine and neighboring Chin states. You're listening to VOA News. President Donald Trump told VOA on Tuesday that the U.S. was close to reaching a safe third country agreement with the Central American country of Guatemala. An unsigned draft agreement obtained by VOA and presented by a U.S. delegation to Guatemala on June 13th was a deal between Guatemala and the United States would block Salvadoran and Honduran nationals from seeking asylum in the United States. Most asylum seekers would have no choice but to file their claims in Guatemala. According to the United Nations, in 2018, Guatemalans made up the second highest group of foreign nationals applying for U.S. asylum, right behind the nationals of El Salvador. After pulling back from a strike on Iran, U.S. President Donald Trump signed a new round of sanctions targeting the country's leadership. Tehran has hinted at willingness to negotiate if the United States would lift the sanctions. White House correspondent Patsy Whitaker-Swara has the latest.
Trump ordered the fresh rounds of sanctions on Monday following weekend reports that the U.S. launched cyber attacks on computers used by Iranian intelligence. Tehran called the attacks a violation of international law and dismissed the latest round of sanctions.
Is there any sanction left for America to impose that has not been imposed on us recently or in the last 40 years? And is there anything they've gained from this?
The administration targeted sanctions on Iran's highest authority, Ayatollah Khamenei, blaming him for the regime's hostile conduct. But some observers question the effectiveness of the sanctions, considering it's unlikely that Khamenei would use financial instruments under American jurisdiction. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
The fiancé of slain Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi has taken her campaign for justice over his grisly slaying to the United Nations' top human rights body. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Turkish citizen Hatice Cengiz has urged the UN to take the next step following a blistering report from an independent investigator on alleged Saudi involvement in Jamal Khashoggi's slaying. Cengiz says she hasn't gotten over the October 2 killing at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. She remains haunted by the prospect that Khashoggi might not really be dead because his body has never been found. Cengiz was speaking on the theme Silencing Dissent, which mostly criticised alleged rights abuses in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ethiopia observed a national day of mourning on Tuesday, followed what the prime minister's office called an attempted regional coup. On Monday, state media announced that Brigadier General Asamnu Sige was captured and killed in the country's Amhara region. Security forces shot the general as he tried to escape. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News. We'll be right back.